Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Everybody doing well?
Yes.
Ms. Cricket, how are you?
Excited.
Are you? What if I gave you a test this morning?
I'll be excited.
I threatened on Sunday to tell her children what she got on her test score. So I bribed her. I can get anything I want now. Well, we're excited about this morning. So I've got Ms. Gigi. Can you come on and introduce our guest speaker, please?
Good morning. It's my pleasure to introduce a good friend of mine, Mr. John Palanca, who will speak to us this morning. He is the country manager and president of Motorola Philippines. Concurrently, he holds the position of regional manager for Vietnam and the Philippines for Motorola in the areas of public safety, governance, and enterprise systems division. Yeah, so we don't understand these things, but it's something important. So prior to joining Motorola, John has had extensive experience in the IT and telecom industry. He's worked with Nextel, AT&T, and IT&E with overseas experience also in Guam. And I know John is not only a highly valued telecom executive here in the Philippines, but even throughout Asia. He might talk about that a bit more later. He continues to receive lucrative offers from various private companies and even the government. So, pero on a personal note, si John, simpleng tao lang yan. If you're from Victory Pioneer, you'll know na parang when you see him, you'd never think na ganito pala si John. He dearly loves his wife, Miss Angel Palanca, who's with us this morning. And they take care of their children, Joaquin, and their super cute baby, Isabella, born last November. Also, John has really had a heart to serve in the ministry. I know he doesn't want me to talk about this, but I will. Nung Ian 2010, as many of you know, we sort of ran out of budget as it got closer. And so we needed radios. Motorola. So it's like, Jen, kausapin mo si John. So willingly, because of John, we were able to communicate well during our EN 2010. And when we spoke to John earlier this year about, you know, speaking with us, he was really excited. And as we all know, 2 weeks ago pa lang may homework na tayo. So I hope we're all prepared, and not just with the homework, but to really receive an impartation from John in the area of leadership and managing teams. John, join us.
Wow. Morning. Thank you. Wow, I'm so happy to be here today. And I think Gigi's introduction's a bit overrated. But thank you anyway, I'll take it. So, good morning. As Gigi mentioned, I go to Victory Pioneer. I've been a Christian for about 6 years now. Seven years. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was to, you know, find a ministry, something, you know, for me to do for the church. And the first thing I wanted to do was join the worship team. Kaya lang, obviously, nasa galeria ako noon, sabi ni Guy, don't even try. Baka masira lang yung pagkakaibigan natin. But, you know, unfortunately, because I travel so much, it's so hard to make a commitment. But see, that doesn't sound right. It shouldn't be hard to make a commitment. So, I've done sort of a ministry on my own. I've reached out through my Rotary Club in Makati. We've built schools during Typhoon Ondoy. I've tapped into Motorola Foundation to make some donations to the Red Cross, etc. But I wanted something more disciplined in terms of ministry. And I was asking Angel and talking to Pastor Robert, you know, maybe a few months back, I said, wala bang grupo ng mga empleyado, executives, managers, you know, that, you know, can get together and use their resources for the good of the church. And he said, I'll get back to you. And when Gigi and Carlos came up to me, you know, I think it was a sign that this is something that, you know, it's the beginning of something that I want to do. Unfortunately, later on, I'll share something. I might not be able to do it here. But because my family and I might be moving to Hong Kong, Gigi mentioned, I've been in Motorola for 6 years now. I started as division head for government, public safety, and enterprise systems. I became president a year later. It's been about 4 years now that I've been president of Motorola. But PLDT has been buying companies left and right. They need talent. They're a Filipino company. And PLDT Global Hong Kong, their leader, Al Panillo, is going to become president of Meralco. So they needed someone in Hong Kong. And they've had different people holding part-time positions, Alex Caeg. So Doik Vea, also who's the wireless advisor for Smart, because he's also my customer, basically he said, you know, if you're going to commit to this, I don't even have to check your qualifications, just say yes. I didn't say yes. I spoke with my wife, you know, I have to uproot my four-month-old baby. I have a son who's going to San Agustin. And on top of that, I have an opportunity to serve the government. I'll share this with you. Manolo Abellada, the husband of Pinky, Noynoy's brother, sister, Pinky Abellada. If you don't know, Manolo's the head of the search committee for Malacanang. Unofficially, he's the head. The official head, of course, is the executive secretary, Paquito Ochoa. They offered me, before, the position of commissioner for CICT, which is the Information, Communications, and Technology. It's a commission today. It's not yet a department. There's a bill that was filed to make it a department. But it's got you win a little, I win a little. It's good. A lot of people will say that the wise decision or the wise conflict management mode is collaboration, because we all win. The wise owl does something that no other animal does in conflict. What does he do? Instead of avoiding, instead of dealing with it, he actually pushes forward into the conflict and says, what is your problem? And how can we work together with my problem so that I can solve your problem and my problem and we both win? This is, for people like me, this is the worst kind, because it takes the extra step, takes the extra time. I have to adjust, and sometimes I have to step down a bit, take one step backward, then at the right time, take two steps forward. Right? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. It's the worst for me, because in my job, I'm always under time pressure. So this is not the best option if you're under time pressure. If you're under time pressure, this is the best option. Right? But if you have the time, this is the best. So again, situations will change and situations will dictate what mode you need to use. Any questions?
Following the cooperative and assertive, can we go through each one? Like accommodating would be...
Carlos, I can't hear you.
I should have the mic, then I'll approach the... Yeah.
If we follow the two words, cooperation and assertion, like, if avoidance is uncooperative and unassertive.
Good point. I forgot those two words.
Yeah.
So if he's uncooperative and unassertive, the exact opposite is the owl. The owl is assertive and cooperative, right? How about the shark?
Uncooperative.
Correct. The shark is uncooperative and very, very assertive. How about the opposite of the shark? Very cooperative, but unassertive, right? So two keywords that you remember, and you'll already know more or less how to handle conflict. Isn't that great? Okay. Any other questions before we move on to each model? Okay, so Avoidance. I ignore or refuse to acknowledge the existence of conflict. Again, a lot of times this is the way we were brought up. Pag may away, iwasan mo na lang, iha. Diba? Don't even confront it. I highlighted in yellow the keywords that describe, because a lot of the slides are a bit wordy. So you either delay or avoid response. I lose and you lose, right? You overlook the differences. You agree to disagree. And you accept the disagreement or you get out. This is the avoidance response, right? Now, when do you use the avoidance response? Well, avoidance is good when, number one, you don't care so much about the issue, right? I don't care. I'll just avoid it. Why enter into conflict? Number two, this is very familiar to me and many of you, right? You are very angry and you need time to cool off before discussing the issue. So the best approach is to avoid, right? Number three, hinold up ka, may baril yung kalaban, tatlo sila. What do you do?
Avoid.
Avoid. Don't be a shark. Believe me, you won't win. You run, you avoid. Right? You are in a dangerous situation. No, I didn't mean that. What I meant by this is, I want to be a little naughty because this example is very naughty. A guy gets busted for womanizing and his wife shows him evidence that, you know, I have pictures of you with another woman, right? Well, the best response for the guy is to avoid the situation because it's very dangerous. He doesn't need to be there. But kidding aside, don't do this when you rarely want to live with the conflicts in your life. You care about an issue and you're afraid to speak up. You keep being bothered by a disagreement with someone you care about. So if there's this nagging issue, if there's this thing that you want to bring out to the table, don't avoid it. Remember, you have the purpose of knowing the five management styles is so that you can be comfortable with conflict, because conflict is part of everyday life. Conflict will always be there. Okay? So these are, if you want to employ or deploy, depends what you're doing, this particular style, your attitude would begin with probably with one of these phrases, right? So you're avoiding, your attitude will be, I don't want to talk about it, I can't take responsibility for this decision, I prefer not to discuss that now, etc., etc. This would be an examples of how you would frame your attitude if you choose to avoid the issue. Okay? So now, you're avoiding, you're unassertive, you're uncooperative. What did we say? When you avoid, that's right. You use it when the issue is trivial, it's not important, right? You have no chance of satisfying the concern of the person you have a conflict with. Wala, useless eh. The potential damage is not proportional to the gain by entering into the conflict. Or maybe somebody else can resolve the conflict more effectively, then avoid it. There are certain uses. So, how many of you scored high in the avoidance? We will now assess. Look at your sheets. This is to keep you awake rather than me monologuing.
High 25.
How many of you scored in the high 25 percentile? Okay, for those of you who scored in the high, think about this. Huh? Does your coordination with your team suffer because people have trouble getting your inputs on issues? Yan, think about that. Baka nagsasuffer yung teams ninyo kasi hindi ka nagbibigay ng input kasi nag-a-avoid ka palagi. Does it often appear like the people around you are walking on eggshells? No, very careful because they know you're trying to avoid conflict. I'm not saying this is you. I'm saying think about this in your situations. Are decisions on important issues made by committee by default? Maybe, because nobody's
speaking up, right? So just think about this. If you scored high on avoidance, maybe you need to put more input into issues. Now, how many of you scored in the low 25? Okay, for those of you that scored in the low 25, I'll only ask you to raise your hands now. Don't worry, later on you don't have to raise your hand. Huh? But you might find yourself hurting people because you might be hostile, because you are the opposite of avoiding. So be very careful if you scored on the low 25. And do you often feel harassed or overwhelmed by a number of issues? Because you are the opposite of avoidance, you might be taking on more than you can handle. Be careful. Okay? Okay. Any questions?
When I think about it, it seems that sometimes you're different at home, how you handle that, and then work. Is that a common...
That was a question that she raised. okay. What this test will show, and later on I can reference it, what the test will show is what is your predisposition as to which conflict handling mode do you engage automatically. So more or less, if you look at your score, look at the high 25, subconsciously, these are, or at least the highest that you've scored, this would be the conflict management modes that you automatically, that switches on without thinking. If someone comes to you, ano ka ba? Bakit kaya yan? Right? Automatic, one of those will switch on. If you're an avoider, you'd do this. If you're a shark, ano, suntukan, di ba? Depends. Right? But look at it and assess yourself. You will see that it's normally quite accurate. It's scarily accurate because sometimes you did not know that that was the answer. Right? I was surprised. I won't tell you which one I am. Okay, next. Okay. The shark. No, not the shark. The teddy bear. I do what you want in order to satisfy your needs or wants. Simply said, for us husbands, a happy wife is a happy life. Right? So when I move to Hong Kong, this is the first thing I tell PLDT. You have to make sure that my wife selects the house. Otherwise, every morning, I'm not going to hear the end of it. Right? She has to like the bathroom. She has to like the kitchen. She has to like the living room. And if she doesn't, I'm not going. Kundi araw-araw yan. Di ba? Ang nanatong banyong to, sikip-sikip naman. I mean, notwithstanding the fact that a two-bedroom in Hong Kong is 210,000 pesos a month at mid-levels. So, it's hard to find a nice place. But, accommodation. Right? You accept the other's view, you give in. I lose, you win. Why do you lose? You're cooperative, but you're unassertive. You lose because you don't make your goals. Remember, the teddy bear was here. He didn't care about the goals, right? But you put relationships first. So, this is good. This is a good approach if you were wrong about something, you care more about the other person than the issue. You care more about the other person than you do about the issue. That's the last bullet pala. It's not good when it happens a lot. When you keep accommodating, that's all you do. Wow, madali yan, push over. You become a pushover. Every time, you know, you're in the committee and you have the power to decide, you always yield to somebody else, even if you know that the answer is not right. That's also not good. So there are situations when it's good to use the accommodation approach and there's a situation where it's not good. And normally, that attitude would be framed by one of these mindsets. Okay, that's fine. I agree with you there. I'm prepared to accept that. Things like that, right? So you accommodate. So how many of you are accommodators? You scored on the high 25? Remember that sometimes even Jesus Christ was a shark. I just want to frame this whole thing properly. just because we're Christians, it doesn't mean that we have to be teddy bears or foxes all the time. Remember. Okay, so thank God he was a shark sometimes, because I'm a shark most of the time. But see, I know how to manage conflict now. I accommodate. Okay, where were we? If you scored high as an accommodator, I'm sorry. So, here. So the uses for accommodation, you realize that you were wrong. This will be our last slide for now. The issue is more important to the other person. And if you scored high, be careful. Do you feel that your own ideas and concerns are not getting attention they deserve? Maybe you have ideas that are suppressed because you're trying to accommodate. Maybe the discipline is lax. You don't discipline people because you keep accommodating. So be careful about that. And if you scored low, you might have trouble making goodwill with others because you never accommodate. You're always a hard nose, right? Others might see you as being unreasonable. You might have a little bit of trouble admitting you were wrong. You might fail to realize that to every rule there are exceptions because you're so unaccommodating, inflexible, right? Rigid, no flexibility. So just be careful, okay? These are indicators of the risks that you encounter when you accommodate that. Okay.
Awesome. Great.
10 o'clock.